Hi, boys and girls. This is Jet Crash. I'm a test pilot. Believe you me, I couldn't break through the sound barrier every morning. If I didn't start off my day with a stomach. Full of puffed grass. $100 million cows can't be wrong. The only breakfast food containing chlorophyll. Two. Yes, when us test pilots are all alone up there, pulling out of a sonic dive on the verge of blacking out, with a pull of 9 G's on our body, I can't tell you what a comfort it is to have that extra chlorophyll protection. Two. It well makes me the most popular test pilot of the annual Lockheed prom. Yes, you can spot the puffed grass eaters in any crowd. They got a green mouth.
There goes a boy with a green mouth. He's a puffed grass eater. Puffed grass!
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of big band swing.
The Shaft Theater, on the air. A tribute to television programming, which has attained that which the medium is truly capable of. Tonight, the story of a press agent and a political candidate. The Shaft Theater presents... The Flakman and Reagan.
...1966, a Zowie year for an election campaign. And in Film City, USA, Ronnie Reagan and his press agent, Flakman, plan their strategy.
Golly, Flakman. Will I really get to be governor of California?
You will, if you can start conducting yourself as a politician and forget you were ever in show business.
I forgot it already, believe me, sweetie. I was telling my makeup man just this morning.
Stop that tap dancing.
Wait a minute, watch this. Here's how I'll come tapping down the stairs for the press in Sacramento, waving a little American flag.
Ronnie.
Maybe have Shirley Temple by the hand.
Nobody ever tap danced his way into public office.
What about George Murphy?
Shut up. The Flak phone. Yes, Commissioner. He did. When? We'll be there in 5 minutes.
What is it, Flakman? The Riddler?
The governor.
Worse yet.
He's just announced that he's not going to turn this state over to Ronnie Reagan and his bunch.
Holy Sacramento, why not?
Let's put our thinking caps on, Ronnie. The governor right. is a Democrat. You're a Republican.
True.
Democrats don't like to turn their states over to Republicans. That's it.
You figured it out.
It certainly is a bizarre attitude, all right. Yes?
A couple of baseball players here to see you, Bruce.
Hiya, Flakman.
Hiya, Flakman.
Sandy, Don. What can I do for you?
Well, we were on the Hollywood Palace, see?
Yes.
And we were hoping that you could maybe help us to be governor.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'll handle this. You think you could just jump from the ballpark to one lousy TV guest appearance and that qualifies you to be governor? No, that's not the way it works.
But then how...
You get a few movies under your belt. And then maybe people will accept you as governor material.
I know, but...
Later. Some of these kids today, huh?
Yes. Meanwhile, we've got to get you elected. Come on, old friend, to the Flackmobile.
Golly, Flack, man. How can I ever repay you for helping me?
Well, for openers, you could take your foot off my cape.
What's that little bicycle wheel dragging along the back of the Flackmobile?
I'm trying to see how much farther I can go on Platform 8.
Well, Ronnie, have you deciphered the governor's statement that he wouldn't turn this state over to you and your bunch?
Flackman figured it out, Commissioner. It's because I'm a Republican and he's a Democrat.
Incredible. The mind reels.
That's only part of the riddle, Ronnie. What does he mean by your bunch?
Search me.
Sinatra? Dean Martin? Sammy Davis Jr.?
Wrong bunch.
John Wayne? Barry Goldwater? William Buckley Jr.?
That's the bunch.
Wait a minute. Bunch? Banana. Top banana. He's referring to your showbiz background.
Holy George Jessel, Flack, man. That's it. Show me a man who won't turn his state over to show folk, and I'll show you a crabby old governor.
Nicely put, Ronnie.
What's the matter with movie stars, anyhow? Look at us. Do we not have teeth, hair, shoulders? If you prod us, will we not run for governor? And if you prick us, will we not get emotional? I will not have my integrity questioned!
Why, he blew up and walked out of the room. It's not like him.
Yes, it is. Come back in here, Ronnie.
Hi, gang.
Must you be so dramatic?
I look at it this way. If I blow the governor a bit, there's always the Academy Award, right?
Good thinking, Ronnie. Now it's time for your appearance on Face the Press. To the Flackmobile.
Why have we stopped?
This isn't the Flackmobile. We got in a yellow cab by mistake.
You're telling me. Now would you mind getting off my lap, buddy?
Sorry about that.
Let's go.
Disengaging himself from behind the wheel, the cowled crusader slides off the cabbie's lap and into the TV station with Ronnie.
Welcome once again to Face the Press. We'll start our questions with Miss Craig.
Mr. Reagan, as a Republican running for an important public office, what would you say are the crucial issues here?
Well, the most crucial thing to me, that which takes precedent over everything else, is that I come across on television better than Nixon did when he ran for president.
Would you consider that crucial?
Well, it was to Nixon. One lousy makeup job, zap, wiped out, just like that.
The color question was raised recently by some factions. I wonder if you could give us a few facts on that.
Yes. Well, he used the Max Factor number 4 beige to cover the 5 o'clock shadow, but it came out by clown white, you know.
Mr. Reagan, what is the name of your press agent?
Flackman. Leonard Flackman.
And where is he at the moment?
He's changing over there in that phone booth.
Oh, I see. Well,
here he comes now.
Sorry I'm late. Those leotards are murder.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. Although you're dressed in a business suit now, Mr. Flackman, why are you frequently seen leaping about in blue tights, a wide yellow belt, boots, a cape, and a mask?
I try to blend in with the crowd on the Sunset Strip. As much as possible.
I'll accept that.
Mr. Reagan, you've spent most of your life in Hollywood. Surely you realize that California's problems are statewide. Mr. Christopher, for example, wonders how you feel about San Francisco.
Yes, well, I think it was one of the great pictures of all time.
Can't we get down to cases here? If you were governor, how would you have handled the Watts riots?
Be careful how you answer that, Ronnie.
Right. I stand on my record. If you consider the way I dealt with civil disobedience and girls on probation and law and order, I think you see the kind of leadership that is needed in this state.
Well, what would you have done about the unrest at Berkeley?
Well, once again, as far back as Naughty But Nice and right up to she's working her way through college, I had a first-hand knowledge of student problems of one sort or another. I straightened out Betty Grable in that last one.
But those are movies. What about
the... Of course, it's important that a governor has a sense of humor, too. It isn't all heavy drama. Did you catch me in Bedtime for Bonzo?
Bedtime for Bonzo? These are violent times, Mr. Reagan. How are you equipped to handle a major crisis?
In King's Row, I lost both my legs. How's that for a crisis, lady? What do you want from me?
Cool it, Ronnie.
Okay.
There's something fishy about that woman reporter. Underneath that wig and that rubber mask. How now, Brown Governor?
The incumbent himself. In a May Craig suit.
That's right. And I'm not going to turn this state over to any handsome, virile Republican movie star with all his hair and a nice smile.
Why don't you try smiling for a change instead of looking so crabby all the time?
You'd look crabby, too, if you were governor of a state full of kooks like this one. Of course, you'll never get the...
Zowie, Flack Man. Did you see that footwork?
Yes. He jumped from the far left wing of the stage onto the loose liberal plank in your platform, catapulted himself right out through the window onto the middle of the road, and got away.
That's what I call a tricky governor. Oh, well.
Have you any final words before we sign off, Mr. Reagan?
Just this.
Give my regards to her. And leaders of the GOP. Tell all the boys in Sacramento that I found the rest of me. Tell them of how I'm yearning to mingle with that smoke-filled throng. Here we go! Give my regards to Lyndon too and tell him I'll be there ere long.
Will the quick Ronnie Reagan jump over the crabby Brown governor, gubernatorially speaking? Don't miss the next star-studded election. Same big state, same big libel suit.
Stan Freeberg with the Shaft Theater.
Not just big bands, you'll also hear early jazz, ragtime, solo piano, blues, bebop, and pop, plus comedy. It's a cornucopia of sounds on Big Band Swings.
Thelonious Monk. Well, you needn't. Thank you. a 1957 session. Well, you need not. The Thelonious Monk Septet, Ray Copeland, trumpet, Gigi Grice, alto, John Coltrane, Coleman Hawkins, tenors, Monk on piano, and Wilbert Ware on bass, Art Blakey drums. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Thanks for listening in this evening to the Big Band Swings program. If you'd like to see the playlist of this show and a lot of the locally produced shows, simply go to our website, which is krvs.org, and check it out. And check out some music from Carmen McRae, Rodgers and Hart's You Took Advantage of Me, 1957.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made you kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're going to shake me down somehow. But what's the use? You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go. It's much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Tell me, what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. Say, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go. It's much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours. You took advantage of poor little me.
From circa the 1940s, Teddy Wilson and an unknown broadcast tape of Begin the Begin. Cole Porter's Begin the Begin with Teddy Wilson and some radio guys, possibly talking about Buck Clayton on trumpet. For sure, it's Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestras blowing some smoke rings on big band swings. Smoking's bad for you. It sure is a nice habit. I guess it is kind of disgusting to some people, but smoke rings, very romantic. Cab Calloway, Minnie the Moocher.
Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Ho de ho, de ho,
ho de ho, de ho.
Ah de ha, de ha,
ah de ha,
de ha. De hey, de hey, de hey,
de hey, de hey, de hey.
Ho de ho, de ho, de ho,
ho de ho, de ho, de ho.
She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. loved him, though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Heady, heady, heady,
heady,
heady, heady. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi. Ay, 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 ay. Had a dream about the King of Sweet.
Yeah.
He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi,
she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes.
What did she do?
She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
Stacks and Stacks O' Wax from the Big Band Swing Line.
But look at this. Lula's back in town. My, my, my. Yes, yes, yes.
Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself bootin' there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah.
Woman's back of town. Oh, my, 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 my.
1935, Fats Waller and his rhythm. Lulu's back in town and everybody's really excited. Yesterday's Thank Goodness for Them and Shame on Them. It's Bud Powell.
Have you ever seen a desert? There are all kinds of deserts, Sahara, Peruvian, South African, Californian. California Melodies places Art Tatum at the piano again, and tonal color flashes from the keyboard as he pictures in music a desert, any desert, playing Caravan. Thank you.
muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. Oh, these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign. Headed down life's crooked road, lots of things I never know, and cause of me not knowing I now find. Trouble got in the trail, spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. Oh, these bitter things I find, should have read that detour sign. When I got right to the place where it said about face, I thought that all my worries were behind. But the farther I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. Oh, these bitter things I find, should have read that detour sign. When I got stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped with a thud. I guess that my heartstrings are made of twine. Had no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in, yet should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. All these bitter things I find, should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign.
Twang, twang. Patty Page. Pay attention to the maps. The detour sign should have told me something. Let's go to 1956. Buddy Rich and his big band, along with Roy, Little Jazz Eldridge, and Anita O'Day. Hey, Mister. Earl Bostic wrote it. Let me off uptown.
Hey, Joe.
My name ain't Joe. My name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say you've been uptown.
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's a rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. They got rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Oh, where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball, but you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy, the heat?
No, it ain't the heat, it must be that uptown rhythm, cause I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy.
Love.
当心坏蛋，
坏蛋呀坏蛋呀坏蛋，
不过这个坏蛋是坏蛋，
坏蛋呀坏蛋呀坏蛋，
把你们唱一个坏蛋，
坏蛋呀坏蛋呀坏蛋。哎呀，坏蛋是坏蛋，
I think the transmitter just blew a fuse. Our tube. Ima Sumac. Yikes. It's Big Band Swing's Cornucopia. Loaded up with some excellent selections. Here's one from Lionel Hampton and Ring Dem Bells. Band Swings, brought to you each week as a public service of KRVS and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, joining you in support of public radio for Acadiana. And I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Thanks for listening in and hope to do it again one more time. Always appreciate you tuning in to 88.7 FM or picking us up on the web at krvs.org. And, am I forgetting something? Seems like...
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
That's it.